going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. The NFL draft is here. We made it. First round tonight. I can't wait for tonight. It's a big, big WIP night. We hope you're with us for the entirety of NFL draft coverage. So here's what we got cooking tonight, and then I will tell you about the player I want more than anyone tonight. My guy. I always have a guy in the draft that I want, and it just so happens the Eagles have been taking that guy a lot lately. Some I'm very proud to be on that player, and some maybe not so much. But bottom line is tonight, live from the link, we're going to be on at 6 p.m. starting on YouTube and 94 WIP. Live stream on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, starting at 8. But live the whole time, 6 p.m. all the way through the Eagles draft pick. So Rob Ellis is going to be hosting the show from 6 to 8. I will jump on at 7 p.m. During Rob's hosting time, different panels of guests. And then starting at 8, I'll lead our panel, and we'll discuss this thing from the start of the draft all the way through. We're react pick by pick. We're not going to spoil things. We're going to go as it's announced by Roger Goodell. We react live with you on the air and obviously spin it to how that affects the Eagles with trades, with the NFC, with the NFC East, with the league as a whole as Eagles try to repeat. So from 8 p.m. all the way through the Eagles pick will be myself, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Ike Reese reacting to every single pick. Cannot wait for tonight, live at Lincoln Financial Field. If you're going to the draft party, you're there. Come and find us. Say hi. If you're listening, watching, we appreciate that. All right, so I'm trying to think now back how many years I've been doing this. I think 2020 was when I first started to have my big board, which I released a couple days ago. If you want to go back in the feed, you can find my big board for the 10 players I want the Eagles to draft. But I think starting in 2021, I had the guy I wanted, right? Like going into the draft, I said, that's my guy. 2021, it was J.C. Horn. The Eagles ended up with Devontae Smith. 2022, it was Jordan Davis. 2023, it was Peter Skoronski and Brian Branch at the two picks, but I really did like Nolan Smith a lot. 2024, it was Cooper DeJean. So I've been doing this for 5 years now, where I pick the player I want the Eagles to draft. Again, 2021, I wanted J.C. Horn. They ended up with Devontae Smith. Good pick by the Eagles. Horn's been a very good player as well, but Devontae has been better. 2022, I wanted Jordan Davis. Boom, they got him. 2023, the two picks, I wanted Peter Skoronski at the early pick, and I wanted Brian Branch at the second pick, though I did like Nolan Smith. They ended up with Carter and Nolan Smith. And last year, Cooper DeJean was my guy the whole time through, and the Eagles were able to get him at number 40 after the trade. Now, Let me give you my guy, the player I want more than anyone tonight. And I'm factoring in reality here, right? So Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are higher on my draft board, obviously. I think the chances and odds of the Eagles getting those players are slim to zero. So as I look at the potential for who could be there, the pick the Eagles are at, and the reality of the team right now on the roster, the player I want more than anyone is Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle out of Oregon. I think he checks every single box. If there's one he doesn't, I'm not that worried about it. So let's go over the boxes he checks. He is a younger-ish prospect, 21 years old. You see a lot of guys coming out older now because the NIL and the extra eligibility and they play forever. I view him as kind of that right age to come in and play at a high level in the NFL. Productive player, one of the best players in college football last year. On a winning team, transfer from Michigan State. I thought he helped ignite that Oregon defense that played so well for the majority of last season and earned a number one spot in the college football playoff. He has potential to be a star. I think he's going to be the best defensive tackle taken in this class. I think he's going to be better than Walter Nolan. I think he's going to be better than Mason Graham. I love his ability to both go after the quarterback and play the run. When I was watching him at the combine, when they put up his measurables and his, you know, different ratings at the combine and where he perform, how he performed, and his height and his weight and his hand size and his length and all that stuff, it was a carbon copy of Chris Jones coming into the NFL. I believe this kid has the potential to be a Chris Jones type of player. Chris Jones has been a transformational player for the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Derek Harmon fits need and he fits value. That's always the tricky part about round one when you like a player. Like I like this player a lot. I think he's really good. And he also, it's a valuable pick. I mean, he plays a position now. I was reading an article at ESPN a couple days ago about the defensive tackle position, how it's exploded. You know, the Eagles kind of once again at the forefront of this, drafting and paying defensive tackles before anybody else was really onto that as much as it's become now. It's exploded. They drafted, developed Milton Williams and watched him leave for a $100 million contract. Think about where the pressure came from in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes. It came up the middle. Quarterbacks hate up the middle pressure. And especially as the prototype quarterback is changing, I look at the quarterbacks in the NFL now, while you have your Josh Allens, who kind of look in terms of stature and size and arm strength like the old school quarterback, you have a lot that don't. You have your Kyler Murray, you have your Jalen Hurts, you have Jalen Milrow coming into the NFL this year, you have Bryce Young. Again, not all runners. Bryce Young's not a runner, but he's smaller, shorter. What teams look for, Brock Purdy's smaller, what teams look for and value in quarterback has changed. It's not so much the size and strength like it used to be. Now it feels like you got either the quick release, quick processing guy, the Brock Purdy, the Tua Tagovailoa, or you got the athletic quarterback that gets out of the pocket and makes plays off script with the Jalen Hurts, with the Kyler Murrays. Bryce Young would fit in that first group of more of the Brock Purdy and Tua Tagovailoa. But that's become a lot of the NFL. I mean, Joe Burrow is more of an old school. Josh Allen, although he runs, you know, just physically, the right-handed, big, tall, strapping quarterback, the Allens, the Burrow, that's more of the old school than the new school. So you're getting less of those guys that could see over the line. So they're going to try to escape, and they can't see over the line anymore like they could in the old days. So instant pressure up the middle could disrupt everything about a play because they can't see over it. And I think it's becoming more and more of an emphasis for teams to draft these defensive tackles. So it fits the trend where the league is going. It fits value. I think the player has enormous, enormous upside. Okay, if there's one red flag, and I'm surprised at this because it doesn't reflect the reality unless something happened this offseason. There's, I guess, a red flag on medical. You know, I keep seeing something that Derek Harmon might slip because of medicals, a shoulder issue. I saw one article linked to. All I know is Derek Harmon didn't miss a game his final 3 years of college football, not a game. And that's really, really more important to me than what's going on underneath the surface. Now, look, could there be something there that requires a procedure at some point? Sure. But am I going to not draft Derek Harmon, a defensive tackle, because he has a maybe something coming up on his medicals with a shoulder. Again, he hasn't missed a game in 3 years in college football. This guy's Detroit tough. 12 games, 14 games. Played his whole career in the Big Ten from Detroit. And let me throw one, a 6'5", 330.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let me throw one more element to the player and his story that I am impressed by. And I'm also, it's one of those things where I believe, especially in the NIL era, okay, I saw a story yesterday, or a tweet by Jake Lazor, saying that teams now, you know, they used to just factor in off the field stuff, football, you know, character. But now there's a new one that they have to factor in, and that is, do you love the game? And what are you motivated by? Because a lot of these kids have made some money already. You know, NIL, they've made some money. They don't need money. You know, it used to be even just a few years ago, but obviously 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you know, a lot of these kids came into the NFL basically poor, and they were fighting for their life. So you're getting the best out of them because they have to perform. And now, that's not the case anymore. So if you don't need the money as much, I mean, everyone could use more money, but if you don't need the money as much, Hugh says this a lot in the Midday Show, what's your why? What are you doing this for? And Derek Harmon has an unfortunate why. So I was reading an article on Oregon Live's website. You know, they cover the Oregon Ducks. But Harmon's mother, Tiffany, has recently suffered a stroke. I don't mean like yesterday, but this was during his college career. And he, you know, Derek is going to provide for her. And his goal is to provide for her for the care she needs moving forward. He has a why. He has his mother. So I don't believe that Derek Harmon is going to be satisfied to just arrive in the NFL. Every player needs a why. Maybe they want to make the Hall of Fame. Maybe they have a young family already. Maybe they, you know, have been slighted their whole life. Maybe they were a seventh round pick and didn't get a big first contract. Maybe they didn't, you know, whatever their why is, they have one. And Derek Harmon has a why that is very important to him. And I could see it motivating him to play extremely well early in his career to not only provide for his mother, but to secure his first real contract in the NFL, his second contract, to be there for his mom for whatever need she has the rest of her life. So we have a player that has a very special motivation. We have a player who excelled in one of the best conferences in college football, from Detroit, Detroit tough, helped Oregon go from very good to great last year, can rush the quarterback or stop the run, prototypical size, comps to Chris Jones. The only red flag is for whatever injury, maybe a shoulder, as I read this morning, that required zero games missed the last 3 years. He is a productive player. He is a really good player. I think he would fit here as that opposite defensive end in the 3-4 next to Jordan Davis in the middle and the other side of Jalen Carter, and that's in your base. And then when you go to your 4-3, let's rush the quarterback kind of defense, he goes right in the middle next to Jalen Carter, a Milton Williams replacement. His production fits, his personality fits this team. And I think he fills a need on a team trying to win now and into the future. I look at their depth chart, and when I see Moro Ojomo as the only person in that spot on the defense, that's not enough. And Moro Ojomo has zero career sacks. I know he has a good pass rush win rate, but he has zero career sacks, and there's no depth behind him. This is a huge, huge, huge need for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think there is a real chance he's going to be there. He'll be on the board when the Eagles are there at 32. And if not, I think it's a slight trade up. I think because of the medical situation, Harmon's going to slip. If he gets past, I'll say this, if Derek Harmon can get past the run of Cardinals, Bengals, Steelers in that like 16 to 21 range, let's even throw in the Chargers of 22. If he gets past that range, that's where I think Howie Roseman could attack, could jump up, could go make a trade, cash in some of these picks the next couple of years, and go move up for Derek Harmon. I think he's a cleaner prospect than Walter Nolan. I think he is a safer prospect than Walter Nolan. I think he's going to be the best defensive tackle in the 2025 NFL draft. And I feel similar like I did last year with a Cooper DeJean, which is the NFL's undervaluing how good this player is. And if they allow him to fall to the Eagles, the league will regret it. Last year, the NFL allowed Cooper DeJean, who was the guy I wanted, to fall to the Eagles, and it was a joke. You could see it as soon as DeJean got on the field. This kid could play. He can impact the game. He can impact the defense. And now, if you tell me the Eagles can, for the next few years, build a defense around Derek Harmon, Jalen Carter up front, Nolan Smith on the edge, Zach Bond in the middle, Cooper DeJean somewhere in that back end, and Quinyon Mitchell locking down receivers on one side, that is the basis of one of the best defenses in the NFL. You figured out that other edge. You solidify that other linebacker. You get the right defensive tackle into the future, the run stuffer, the big guy. I'm not sure if it's going to be Jordan Davis, but you get that right guy into the future and you figure out safety, and they will have one of the best defense in the league for years to come. Harmon could be a big part of that. He is a really good football player. I think he's one of the most underrated guys, just like DeJean, heading into the NFL draft. My guy tonight is Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle out of Oregon. He's the player I want more than anybody else. He's the player I believe is attainable. He's a player that if he slips, the NFL will regret it. And don't be surprised when we get to 6, 7, 8 months from now, wherever he is, whether it's the Philadelphia Eagles or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Buffalo Bills or the Arizona Cardinals or the Cincinnati Bengals, someone's going to take this guy, or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Someone's going to take this guy, and he's going to make an impact day one, year one, month one, game one of the 2025 season. And people are like, wait a second, what pick was he? 32? He was 25 after the Eagles traded up? Really? The league let the Eagles get this guy? Let's hope that's the way this goes. Derek Harmon is my guy tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, or first YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. YouTube tonight, Odyssey app tonight, 94WIP from 6 all the way through the Eagles pick. Hang out with us. We'll be reacting live to every pick. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.